at all who that is.
That's right. David Byrne has one of the more distinct voices in American rock and roll history, I would say. And even though he has gone far beyond rock and roll over the years into world beat music, Brazilian music, it's pretty amazing when you hear him, you know it's David Byrne. And this is the case with his latest project he did with St. Vincent, who is a woman named Annie Clark in real life, but she goes by St. Vincent as a performer, has quite a following herself. They made a record called Love This Giant that came out last year that is a big, bold, brassy collection of really cool stuff. And they're bringing their tour here to Salt Lake City on Monday night at Redview Garden. What I'm really excited about is it's basically David Byrne and St. Vincent. They play guitar and sing, both of them. They have a keyboard player and a drummer and 8 horn players on the road with them, at least last year when they toured behind this record. I'm kind of assuming it'll be the same setup, but we're in the middle of a stretch of amazing live music coming to town, and this is one of the shows I've been looking forward to the most all year long. Even before that, this weekend, you can go see Brandi Carlile and Lone Bello. They are at Redview Garden on Sunday night. Brandi Carlile has become one of the most popular artists we have coming through Salt Lake lately. On Tuesday, Dave Alvin and the Guilty Men, amazing roots rocker, former member of the Blasters and X. He does the theme song for that show, Justified. They're playing up in Ogden's Pirie's Egyptian Theater. That'll be an amazing show and a great venue. And then Thursday night, it's the beginning of the Twilight Concert Series down at Pioneer Park with Bell and Sebastian and Blitz and Trapper as the first week. As always, that'll be a huge thing. Big 20,000-plus crowd, I assume, for a mere $5. So it's a really big week in Salt Lake City.